guys.
We're back.
I can never get used to saying hi guys to a phone. I feel like, you know, the girls pretending they're doing YouTube.
Hi guys. So today in our tutorial, we'll be talking about how to make the tea sizzling hot. Just kidding. Okay, so we will give you guys an update about what we spoke about last week. Last week, or maybe the week before. We were very giggly.
Was a hot mess.
Yeah, the last podcast, we were really giggly and we were trying so hard to talk about feminism because that's a topic that we really do talk about a lot. We talk about that very often. And just to summarize the hot mess of a podcast that was the one before this one is basically that we just want to make it obvious that there's different forms of feminism. Whichever form you choose, that's fine. Do your thing. But there's a lot of people that don't realize that there's more than one form of feminism, and not all of them include the basic one. Like the mainstream feminism right now would be act like a man, you know, you could be a hoe if you want to be, talk to whoever you want to talk to, you go dress however you want to dress, like all of that. That's cool. I don't even hate it. I just know that a lot of people are doing that form of feminism, or they're on that train of feminism just because that's what everyone else is saying. And I do realize that there's a lot of young, really young girls, like maybe you have a daughter, an aunt, a cousin, even a lot of kids at church listen to the podcast too. So it's like, no, we just want to let them know that there's different forms of feminism. And even if it's not just feminism, for anything, there's a lot of trends out there. And you don't necessarily have to just follow a trend because it's a trend, because it's the politically correct thing to do. Like, no, you could be a critical thinker. You could have your own mindset, your own thoughts, your own opinions. And that's all we want to do. Anyways, that was last week. Just giving that disclaimer to explain that really bad podcast. This week we will be talking about I don't know, actually, you were gonna tell me something.
Yeah, there's something that happened to me and my sister today.
Not me, because
no,
wasn't
it was
there.
Me and my other sister. It's three
our
of
oldest
us
sister.
And yeah, I'm the middle sister, she's the smaller sister, but I was with my older sister today and something happened that really just shook us, both of us. We were both like, wow, it's crazy. Because my sister has been going through a lot of health problems. And when we say health problems, it's not like a cold here and there. It's like really, really strong health problems that if you know her, you know what she's going through. You know, I'm not going to get into details. But it's really, really strong health problems. And today in the doctor's
I think
office,
we could at least say that just to give you guys a gist of how bad the health problems have been. She had a stroke within... And she had two strokes within the year.
Within the year, yeah.
And then vision problems. I think and we could keep it to that.
Her vision's problems and the stroke. And it's all... It's crazy. It's really... It's, like, really hard on her and her family. It's hard on all of us. You know, we all try to help her. She has a strong group of people that are helping her. I think is what you call, like, a support system.
Yeah.
And today we met someone that is going through the same exact thing. We met her at a doctor's office and she started talking to us for no reason. I'm not here to convince anybody of a religion because I don't do that.
Yeah.
But this lady started telling us what she's going through. And it was exactly the same stuff that our sister's going through. To the point of like the same feelings.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
When you say that she went through the exact same things as our sister, do we give her a name? Should we give her a different name or do we just say her name?
Our sister?
Uh-huh.
No, we can leave it at our sister.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I think she said she didn't mind if we used her name. Shout out to our sister. Her name is Juani.
It's Joanne.
It's actually Juana, but she doesn't like it. I love the
now
name.
She's really gonna hate me.
I love the name Juana. I don't know why she doesn't
I
like
don't
it.
Condone that. Her name
I love
is
it.
Joanne.
Okay.
Just kidding.
So our sister, her name
Juani,
is
whatever.
Joanne. But we'll call her sister for now. Because that's what I call her. She's my sister.
Hey, sister.
Yeah, so this lady that we met, I don't even know her name. I don't even think we asked her for her
Wait,
name.
I had a question.
We knew so much about her life in a matter of seconds, and I didn't bother asking her for her name. There was too many questions, too many things to be answered, too many things going on at once. So, oh, what was your question?
My question. When you said that she was going through similar things as Juani, her sister, whatever, this is going to get really complicated. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like, as far as the stroke or as far as the vision or...
All of the above.
Oh,
that's diabetes, weird. Stroke, vision, all of the above.
That's crazy.
But the biggest difference that I saw in, like, attitude-wise, mm-hmm. was the support system. She had gone through all of that alone. She had 3 sons, big sons, and she was going through all of that alone. And her sadness, all of that stuff got so bad that she became depressed and even suicidal. She said that she got to the point where she would see the traffic or hear the traffic because she couldn't see at the moment. She would hear the traffic from her window and she would dare herself to run out into the traffic because of what she was going through. And then I see my sister and she's looking at this lady and like with tears in her eyes and crying with the lady because the lady was crying. We were in a doctor's office, okay? And here we are, this lady telling us her life. And we're over here shaking and in tears because it's what Juani's going through.
Mm-hmm.
Our sister.
Yeah.
But with the biggest difference is that our sister had, first of all, God. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to convince nobody of nothing. But it's such a huge difference when you have God. When you have somebody that you could run to and pour your heart out to him. Yeah. And then on top of that, I'm not saying we were the best support system because I know we could have probably done something better or a little bit more here and there. But I tried my best to be there for her. And I know you did too. And I know my mom did. My dad did. Her husband went above and beyond. You know, he did everything for her.
Yeah.
Her kids. They were all there for her. Like, we were all there motivating her, cheering her up, letting her know that it's not all about, you know, 100% vision, you know. So many things that she went through with a support system.
Even just the fact, I have a question. Was anyone there with the lady?
No.
Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, when
nobody was there, and it's a very delicate appointment because it's a retina eye center appointment, something like that.
She was there by herself.
She was there by herself. I don't know if she walked there or drove there. I have no idea, but she was there all by herself.
And that's what goes through my mind too. Like, when people think about God, people always automatically think about religion and they think about like this craziness, but no, I think of it as comfort because I think a lot of people do come to God and to Jesus just to find comfort. You know, not a lot of people want to be like bashed or they don't want to hear like all this craziness. Like, sometimes they just want a word of motivation. So thinking about our sister, about how she did have a support system and she did have God, right? But even so, and it's no shade to my sister, this is the reality of things. This is life. Like, she was legitimately losing her vision. And I remember for a moment, we would have to kind of, like, snap her out of it. Like, stop being so sad. Like, no, this is not going to end right here. We had to push her to some sort of motivation. And I think that everyone has this crazy idea of God, where for us, it's kind of just like a cherry on the top for us. It's not like this complicated thing. It's not like this crazy, hard, difficult thing to wrap your head around. It's just your friend.
It's peace.
Yeah, it's your friend, dude. Like, if you need someone to kind of put you in your place, I go to my sisters and I go to God. Like, he'll put me in my place. Like, calm down, chill out. You're going to be fine. Like, if I have a bad habit, you should try to change that habit. Like, that's how I see him. And I see my family like that, too. You guys are my friends, but you guys are also going to snap me out of it. Where, yeah, I do feel bad for someone if they're feeling suicidal. And I do feel bad, you know. When I'm not saying that my sister ever felt that way, because I would hope she didn't. But I know that even when she felt bad, there was moments where we wanted to coddle her and make her feel better. And, yeah, let's cry about it. But a lot of the time, especially our family, we're like tough love. It's like, no, snap out of it. Like, get yourself out of this funk. Like, you're a trooper. You're not a victim. You're like, we've talked about that in the past too. Like, we're not victims. Like, and yeah, it's okay to feel bad and it's okay to mourn. Like with my grandma, like, it's okay to mourn. It's okay to be sad. But at some point you do need that support system, whether it be God, whether it be your family, but you do need that person to tell you like, no, you're worth something. Like, snap out of
it. Like I told the lady today at the clinic, I said, you would have never known that you were going to be healed if you would have actually gone through with your suicidal thoughts. And she was in tears, and she said, she doesn't know us. We don't throw Christianity in people's face. We don't do that. You know, if you think about Christians and evangelicals, you know, like all the media is trying to talk about now, the evangelicals, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like that. Like, us, we have a personal relationship with God, and we don't shove it down people's throats. So let me just get that out there. So here, talking to the lady, she's telling us about her, you know, everything that she's going through. And my sister's like, me too, me too. And like in tears, trying to choke down her tears. And the lady's talking about how she wanted to jump into traffic because, you know, where she lives, she I think she's like in a second story house and she could throw herself straight into oncoming traffic. And I was like, and now you can see, because she has one good eye now. And I'm like, and now you can see. You would have never known if you would have not given yourself that chance to get better. I wasn't mentioning God at all. But I was telling her, you know, like, you got another opportunity. You didn't have to go that route. And you would have never known that it was going to get better. And she was happy. She's a happy lady and just talking to everybody around her. And, you know, sometimes even annoying the people around her because she was talking a lot. And the people were, like, kind of just moving away from her. But we were, you know, we were fine. And then she's like, and you know what saved me, she says? And this is what gave me chills. She said, you know what saved me? Little old sisters from a church came knocking at my door. They said they didn't know why they were there, but they knew that I needed something, that I needed consuelo. Yeah, what is that called? I don't know. That she needed
comfort.
To be comforted.
Well, we swear we know Spanish and English, yeah. And we get stuck.
Yeah, no.
We need a comfort.
The lady said that these two little old ladies came to her door and they said that they didn't know why they were there, but they knew that she needed to be comforted. And ever since then, she said her sons never gave her the attention that they did. Like, it's not about the people, but it's about the ambiance that
who's
we want to give
in
out.
The people.
Yeah, who's in those two little ladies? Who told those two little ladies to go look for her?
And see, those are little things that they're unexplainable. And don't, like, you could just thank God for those moments. Like, yeah. I don't need to understand it. I don't need to know how they found out and, like, all this craziness. I'm just going to accept it. Like, if I was that lady, I'm just going to accept it.
This lady said that when she was at her worst, when she was, like, ready to commit suicide, that she would throw herself on her knees and scream, like, God, if you are up there, please help me. Like, she didn't know about, like, Christianity or being Catholic.
She doesn't know about religion.
She never grew up with religion in her life or her family. So she didn't know any of that. But, you know, as a human being, you're kind of born with that necessity of, like, a higher being. Because, you know, we're human and we were created, you know. But she said that she didn't know nothing about this. But she threw herself on her knees and she said, God, if you're there, help me. And then days later, she got comforted by these ladies. And she said, I don't have daughters. And I think that's the problem. You know, this is her conversation. She said, I don't have daughters. So I think that's a problem because I only have three boys and they don't know how to care. Like, they just in their own world. Like, I was blind. I would sit home blind alone and nobody would hug me and tell me it was going to be better or it was okay if I was blind. Like, they were still going to love me. No, I was on my own, she said. Until those ladies came into my life. And since then is when I started feeling love. And not from the ladies, but from God.
Yeah.
That's when she started feeling love in her life. And what is it called? Regardless love, where, you know, you get love. Unconditional love, where you get love even if you're blind, you know?
Yeah.
But today was crazy. Like, we were leaving the appointment because when you leave those appointments, your vision is really bad, almost blind, because they dilate your eyes.
Yeah.
So even if my sister now, she sees, thank God, she's got her two eyes and she can see. But when she goes to those appointments, you need to have somebody there with you.
Yeah.
And I was telling my sister, like, you know, now you have to be more thankful that we're in your life, because that's a big support system that you have.
Yeah.
You have a huge support system. And now we can see the difference between people going through the same sicknesses with a support system and without a support system.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of wanted to talk about today. Like, I even got permission from my sister, Juani, thank you for letting us use you. Hopefully you could come and talk on the podcast one of these days. But I had to get permission from her because, like, I really wanted to talk about this. I really wanted to talk
about
it.
And that's what blows my mind, how you said that she didn't even know about, like, God and religion. Because, dude, everyone assumes, especially, like, maybe it's an LA thing, maybe it's a Hispanic thing, Latina thing, that everyone just assumes that, oh, everyone knows about God. Like, no.
No.
It's really complicated for some people because there's so many different things out there and people overcomplicate everything. They overcomplicate everything,
said,
and it's...
I really pointless. Didn't know anything about Christianity or Catholics. I just heard about it, but I've never had it in my life. And a lot of us Christians, believe it or not, like, we're over here saying, oh, everybody knows about Christianity. If they don't come to churches because they don't want to. No, a lot of people don't know about Christianity. Dude,
there's so many different people all around the world mm-hmm. that have no idea the difference between different types of
yeah.
religions and stuff like that. And
my husband, and I told you about matters. This. I told you, my husband was preaching to this Australian girl. Remember I told you yeah. my husband was preaching to her and she was very interested. And she was saying that she had never heard of such God that he was preaching about. Yeah. And she was very interested in throwing him these hardball questions because she's never heard about our God.
And I think people gravitate towards us just because we're, like, mega chill. But we're yeah. mega chill because we don't overcomplicate it. Like, yeah, I love God. Like,
yeah.
And, if you would see and the I love my of, family. And,
if
like,
you would see the type of friends
normal.
That we hang out with, it's so, like, the variety is so broad. And it's because, you know, we just accept anybody.
Yeah.
We accept anybody as friends. We want to give everybody our friendship, our love, our loyalty, all of that stuff. And they see
and
it
I think
and they're
we
like,
normalize
you guys are Christian?
We normalize it for a lot of people. Like, no, this is normal. This is not this complicated thing. Like, yeah. this is normal to us.
And you know what she said? She said, and you guys are Christian, right?
The lady. She knew without you guys even saying?
Yeah.
It's because yeah. it's just a chill vibe.
I kind of
like,
want to leave
know.
It at that point, right? Mm. Because it was so funny. Like, she, at the end of everything, she just said, and you guys are Christian, right?
Did
so
she
you
said,
guys
wait,
understand.
Was she talking in Spanish?
Yeah, she's Spanish.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. She like, was a si, Spaniard. Hermanita. No, I'm just kidding. No,
like,
she was Hispanic.
Si, hermanita.
No, and then at the end when she left, she's like, okay, mucho gusto conocerlas. Ay, qué bueno que las conocí. Me siento como que las conozco, blah, blah, blah. And then she said, Dios les bendiga, hermanas.
Aww, I was like, that's cool. Cute.
Yeah, it made someone's life a little bit happier one day.
One day.
Yeah, it was a really cool day. And it was, I mean, it was a nice experience. And it was something that I really wanted to talk about. Because,
that's
you know,
cool.
you're going through things. But you got to imagine yourself going through things with a support system.
Yeah.
And where better to find a support system but right here, you know,
and
with us.
And here you thought we were not going to have enough to talk about. And
yeah.
You just...
Okay, we got to go.
Okay, bye.